Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellwood, an international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
by Unite.
Interface complete.
Come the beat. Here come the beat.
Yeah.
whole spot lit up. I know your stomach hurt, don't try to fight it, gon' spit up. Do I make you sick? Dropping all these hits, regulating on you suckers, gon' take a seat. Yeah, I'm cool at Ole every time that I slither. I can't cuss, but you can say I'm the. I got that body rock, I make the party hot. About to hit the billboard, got the game on lock. Poppin', but not with you, cause you a doodoo head. Tell you get to steppin' and she gon' do a dance. I look at her, she look at me, and yeah, she know I'm stony. I pull up on the shawty and she start shaking her hand.
Poppin' in the club,
yeah, she be poppin'.
Poppin' in the club,
yeah, she be poppin'. Pumps and her hair back. She's super stacked, looking like she wanna bounce back. DDA girl, where you at? Get loose, go ahead, let me see you work that back. Don't be hating if I got your shawty shaking.
Yeah, man.
She real good, how she got it vibrating. No mistaking, man, I'm pulling shawty's near far. Sprinkle a little magic, then I make them shake it off. What it is, what it do, yeah, you think you cool. Just hold the wall down while this shawty knock me down. Do it on the floor, like Usher, yeah, though. This shawty, she be popping in the party, keep on hopping.
She be popping in the club.
Yeah, she be popping.
Popping in the club.
Yeah, she be popping.
Popping in the club.
Yeah, she be popping. Drop it like it's hard. Wobbly, wobbly, drop it like it's hard. Shake it, shawty. Go on, shake it, shawty. Get low for me. Get low for me. Hey, little mama, why you standing on the wall? Come with BZ, I'ma show you how to ball. Shawty popping and she shaking on the floor. Then I'ma snatch her up and see if she can go. Let them haters hate and let them haters know.
I'm on it.
It's a BZ man and BZ about to blow. And it's the hottest track to ever hit the flow.
I'm on it.
I know my homie's hype, I know the shorty's low.
Yeah, she be popping.
Yeah, she be popping.
Yeah, she be popping.
Yeah, she be popping.
What's up, people? Oh, yeah, let me just make sure. Today is Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Scandalous. Biot! Saturday. We's up in the building, man. You know, a little slow rollers on the weekend, you know what I'm saying? It's been a long weekend. And if you can't tell by the time change, hey, that should tell you something, you know what I'm saying? We done started the show today at 0 o'clock p.m., you know what I'm saying? See what's going to pop through, man. See who's going to hang out with us. You know, 2 hours of mayhem up in this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we're going to do. So welcome to Scandalous B.I.T. Saturdays with your host, Captain Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying? International co-host, Sayonai, still out there wagging off, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good because, you know, we holding it down hood to hood. And, yeah, it's that time again to let it all hang out and put somebody's ass on blast. Yeah, it's the 4th of July weekend for some of y'all out there, you know what I'm saying, 4th of July to you. Or it's just another day off to party like I do, you know what I'm saying, right here. You know, like me, you know what I'm saying, my independence date, June 19th, you know what I'm saying. So it's going down, man. We all celebrating that independence, though. That's what it do. So come on through, you know what I'm saying, share a story or two or whatever you gonna do. Just bring your ass. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. And as always, hit me up, 347-237-5125. You do not have to be on www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio. And soon be moving over to the Paranormal Soup Network. You know what I'm saying? I'm already up on the board, heading up the entertainment section. We're getting things popping and locking. Got a dynamic chat room. I mean, the chat room's off the chain, people. the bridge is a super upgrade. And, yeah, definitely we'll be going in, you know what I'm saying, and holding that down. So, you know, I'll get ready to check that out. That's going to be something brand new that's coming up soon, about two or three more weeks, you know what I'm saying, that we get everything locked in, locked down. And, yeah, we're going to get it popping. We get it popping. Oh, wait, did I end up putting my homeboy song on him? The Gemini King. Let's see if I got him loaded up. All right, I got to get him loaded up. Got some new music, you know what I'm saying, coming for y'all, you know, going down real big. And just for the motherfucker that turned himself in, man, you know what I'm saying, got damn Dante Morris. Yeah, the stupid motherfucker that killed two sheriffs and shit, you know what I'm saying, and then turned his dumb ass self in, had 100 stacks on his head, and he turned himself in. So, you know, you do some stupid shit like that, you know what I'm saying? God damn, man, at least let somebody, you know what I'm saying, benefit, you know, get the reward off for you. Damn.
I see that. Told you I was a pig.
Oh. And this is dedicated to Dante, man. You crab in the barrel. Just to get somebody to 100 grand.
Against each other, more than all we had to pay each other. Racism on each time in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel. Oh, bad man.
Don't want me to survive. Scrubbing a barrel. Oh, bad man.
like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
Yeah. All right, check this out, people. Sending shouts out to Jamie Garcia up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, got some interesting. I guess it might be interesting. It might be not so interesting to some people. Looking at the design, right? Let me get my porn music. I'm looking at this design, right? You know, when you look at the quarter, you know what I'm saying, American quarter, you got the bald eagle, you know what I'm saying, the so-called American eagle on that motherfucker, right? And then when you put that shit side by side with the shit that's on the swastika, you know what I'm saying, that shit looks just like the damn Third Reich eagle that's on the Germans' coat of arms. You know what I'm saying? Which was actually started way back before America was even motherfucking talking about being America. You know what I'm saying? It was still under rule, British rule and all that. But yeah, the coat of arms of Germany, you know what I'm saying, features a eagle, you know what I'm saying, with his head turned to the left, squawking. And I've even that Fort Campbell had this patch on. They call it the Screaming Eagle patch. You know what I'm saying? I've actually worn this patch. And it's just real kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying, that America mimics their motherfucking shit off of somebody else's shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then they want to try to call it the damn American bald eagle. Yeah, I'll buy that for $2, goddammit. Then they got this dude, Charlemagne. You know what I'm saying? What is it? Charlemagne by Durer. The German eagle and the French fleur de lis are shown above him. And they talk about the flower and the lily, you know what I'm saying, which I'm trying to figure out what's all the symbolism right now, you know what I'm saying. I know one thing, they got a sword in one hand and he's got religion in the other hand, you know what I'm saying, and he has the crown at the top, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, see some little crazy symbolism in it. But then it started out as the single-headed coin, and then they flipped it to the double-headed coin, which represented, you know what I'm saying, the Reich, which is your country, and then the other one represented, what the hell they call it, Reichsadler. I think the Reich stood for the military, and the other one stood for country, so they had both symbolism on the arm, which I didn't even know when I was over there. You know what I'm saying? I seen all this shit. Didn't know what the hell I was looking at, you know? Kind of kooky. Kind of kooky. Yeah. But big ups to Jamie Havocon, Florida UFO, hung out on the show yesterday on the Paranormal Soup Network. You know what I'm saying? Checked it out. Got a chance to check out the Prophet Jacquard. You know what I'm saying? Doing their thing. Yeah, real big on the show for a little minute. You know what I'm saying? And excellent sight. You know, audio got a little weird there for a minute. But after that, it was crystal clear. And things was rolling, rolling, rolling. So, you know, pretty soon we'll be rolling, rolling, rolling on over there. And getting the entertainment section popping, man. You know, give it about 2 weeks. And we're going to have an entertainment section popping on that network work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What's up? Yeah, homie, I see you over there. And this is Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up. Area code 347-237-5125. You want to be all the way live. Put somebody on blast. Talk about their ass. You can do it here. You know what I'm saying? In between these songs, of course, I will be taking my L Smoko Breakos. You know what I'm saying? And smoke them if you got them. If you don't, I don't know what the fuck you was doing. I don't know what the fuck you was doing. And, yeah, happy 4th to whoever's celebrating the 4th of July out there. You know what I'm saying? Happy 4th of July to you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else got the free day off. Big ups to you. Yeah, I'm definitely taking my free day off. You know what I'm saying? Won't be doing no fireworks, none of that. I don't do the firework thing and thing, man. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Down here in Florida, they be tripping on you. They let you buy the fireworks, but then they turn around, you know what I'm saying, and rash about shooting the motherfuckers off. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? You know what I'm saying? So that's what happened down here. But I'll be, you know, busting up somebody barbecue, you know what I'm saying? I'll be busting up somebody barbecue, you know, trying to get my stovetop on, even though I don't eat stuffing, you know. Even though I don't do stuffing, you know, I like that commercial, though. Hey, your mom's cooking stovetop, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell, motherfucking no. I'm looking for the mom that's cooking weed brownies, though. If your mama or anybody in your family is cooking weed brownies for the 4th of July, please holler at me. If they are red, white, and blue brownies, yeah, I will take that. White Widow, some Blue Haze, you know what I'm saying, and the good Red Haze. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Mix that all in, that's what you got. A party. A party, you know. And that's what time it is. You got Double Up, you know what I'm saying, up in this mofo flipper was added. And so you got a rum and coke. I don't do the brown liquor too tough, you know what I'm saying? I did that. But, yeah, not going to do that this year. I won't be on the gin that makes you sin, though. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Hey, guests, just to let you know, we are uncut, uncensored. Show here. Normally you got to be 21 and up to be on the show, and so I don't really like people just chilling on the side, you know what I'm saying, just due to the content. And we're a big family here, so I'm gonna give you like probably less than 10 seconds because you might be a friend of somebody around here. So you got like 10 seconds from the time my voice ends to either go sign up or get the hell up out of here. I'm gonna play that shit around here. Shouts out to all my peoples up in Maryland, though. Hot plates, that's what I'm talking about. I'll be on my way, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking this trip from Florida to Maryland, y'all. Florida, all the way up to Maryland. I hope you got them special brownies, too, man. If you ain't got the special brownies, God damn it, man. I'm going to be kind of mad, you know what I'm saying? Check us out.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
That's real.
Brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food. It's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore.
If you're coming up by a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
See,
if you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your time.
Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right. We'll fuck your wife.
Because it's Big Bill Hell.
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of Callan pissing.
That's right, Callan pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland.
Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
Small boy Goofy Bone right there, representing San Jose, California. All my Californians, what's happening? And, yeah, I had to go ahead and put that boot down. You know what I'm saying? To the damn guest. Get the fuck up out of here, man. Get the fuck up out of here. Yeah. And shout out to all my soccer fans out there. Spain, let Jamie Garcia tell it, has won. Yeah, congratulations to that. And, yeah, shout out to everybody sticking firecrackers up their wife's cornholes for the 4th of July. Hope you... you do it safely. You know what I'm saying? She might like it. Yeah. Got some barbecue neck bones going down. You know what I'm saying? Double up. Got the barbecue neck bones, rum and coke. It's a real party going down in Maryland, man. Yeah, shouts out to the Ravens, even though the Ravens suck. oh, sugar snaps. Damn, co-host now popped in the building, people. Hold on, people. They give you some bitches a round of applause. Haven't seen them in a while. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shouts out to the Ravens, though. I don't even know who the hell that is. I don't really know if they suck or not. You know what I'm saying? But if they do, hey. Congratulations. All righty then. Shout out to my co-host coming up in this motherfucker, man. Been missing in action. Know what I'm saying? It's all good. Still got love for you, you know? Even though I'm a place of mariachi music. Well, my Dutch audience out there, you know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. What happened? Uh-oh. We got two soccer fans up in here. You gotta keep low combs there, double up. You gotta keep low combs. Yeah, you gotta keep low combs. There's nothing but soccer fans up in here. Well, not me, but, you know, hey. Big ups to all you soccer fans, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, soccer to me is like kickball with males. You know what I'm saying? Kickball with chicks? Oh, yeah. That's hot. Soccer with chicks? Oh, yeah. That's hot. Males? Nah, that's not hot. Getting kicked in the balls? That's not good to look at. So, yeah. Soccer's not my choice of sport. Football's not really mine either, to see somebody get clotheslined and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Getting rope poked in the eye and all them dirty tactics that they do on the playing field, you know what I'm saying? You know, but hey, man, my sport is that famous sport that they started back in the 90s. It's patented. It's called ass watching. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta be prepared for that sport. You know what I'm saying? Because
it is a good day to die.
Yeah, if you ain't looking right. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all hold on.
Emergency power engaged.
Yeah, I gotta go ahead and get my little. Shit's pumped up real quick. Get on out of the way. Get on out of the way. All right, I got to protect myself real quick, people. We got some incoming.
Shields up.
Incoming.
Red alert. Lock phases and fire. Direct hit.
Isn't that dramatic?
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
And he should be able to handle a hard beam. Hard beam. Oh, shit. Man, I need some damn space limit juice. Oh, you got to love it, people. You got to love it. You know what I'm saying?
Am I back?
You are live on the Starship Smelly Prize.
Good to speak to you again, Smelly. It's been a while.
Where the have you been, man? Hold on, man. Let me get my pistols out. Let me get my pistols out, man. Hold on, brother. Let me get my pistols out, people. Got to lay this brother to rest, man. Playing hooky on the show. Got to lay him to rest, people. Hold on. Oh, you going to stand around and wait for it? You going to stand around and wait for it? I'm talking about, people. You got to love that real, real patriotic
keep
person right there.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
That's what I'm talking about.
Missed me.
What? Oh. It's that.
Yeah.
It's fine now, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome them to the show. Yeah. That's how we do it, man.
Congratulations!
And welcome back.
Did you have any chance to follow the news the last 2 days?
Well, depending on what news you're talking about. The Dante Morris that killed two cops by shooting them in the head with an AK-47 and has been running around our neighborhood for the past 3 days, so we ain't been able to do nothing in the hood because they've been going door to door looking for this stupid motherfucker, and he just decided to turn himself in today. Is that the news you're talking about, or you got something better than that?
No, not really.
Okay, well, yeah, that Well, the news I've been focusing on.
World
yeah, shout out to Spain, man. Yeah, yeah, Spain. You see, they done won. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Before Spain.
Oh, Serena. Oh, she played. Oh,
don't,
I hate tennis,
don't,
but.
Woo! Don't tell me you don't know. Don't tell me you don't know.
What's that? What happened? Netherlands lost?
We fucking beat Brazil. We're in the last four of the World Cup.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing? I don't know nothing about soccer.
If you're in the last four of the World Cup, is that a good thing? Yeah, that's a good thing.
You want to be in the first four, don't you?
We want to be the first. It's not over yet.
Oh, but you're in the last four.
In the last four. And a good chance of making it into the final. So when we do win, the party is in Amsterdam, and you're invited.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Oh, sorry. The button slipped. Yeah, the button slipped. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
All right. Just letting you know that, brother. Just letting you know. Yeah, all right, well, shout out to the, hey, kids, shut the hell up. Shut the hell up, kids. I appreciate you talking to me like that. Get the fuck out of here.
That was a real button slip.
Yeah, the kids running around, you know what I'm saying, on the ship, man. I let my homeboy come on the ship, man. He having problems with his baby mama and everything. He done run the kids on the ship, and they run around tearing shit up. Boy, sit your ass down, boy. Sorry. This is pre-planned parenting 101. This is how I do it right here on the Stars and Smelly Pride, you know. And, yeah, we get to the end line. Yeah, man, we have some old nutball, man. Dude shot and killed two sheriffs off him. And I ain't talking about a manhunt. I mean, they put a motherfucking slave hunt. I thought I was watching an old Roots episode or something. After it was after this motherfucker. I mean, horseback. Shit, they were riding on each other backs trying to motherfucking get to this dude. You know what I'm saying? Trying to find this motherfucker. Hid out on their ass for like 3 days. And the only thing that helped them out was the simple fact, it's been raining. You know what I'm saying? Down here, we in the rainy season right now, so shit, you really ain't getting no outside work done. You know what I'm saying? So that's what shut the investigation down. Yeah, dude hit out for 3 days. You know what I'm saying? And had $100,000 reward on his head. This dumbass turned himself in. You know what I'm saying? Come on, people. Why you gonna be that selfish? You know what I'm saying? If the hood was good enough to look out for you, be good enough to look out for the hood. Your ass gonna be gone forever and forever. Forever. You know what I'm saying?
Let some of your homeboys, your good friends,
somebody,
take you in and let them take you what? 100,000?
Somebody. Let your Uncle Charles take you in, goddammit. I don't give a damn.
Yep, indeed.
That's a waste, man. That was a complete fucking waste of time. That was a complete waste of time. Or you should have went out like a champ. You done killed two of the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Shit, walk into the police station, just spray that bitch up and just let them spray you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, go out like a champ. But to turn yourself in, oh, hell nah, man. That's some old pussy shit. Sorry, people, I don't condone that one. Nah. I don't condone that one, you know what I'm saying?
What? You don't condone pussy shit?
Hell nah, man. You're going to go out, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be a man. Matter of fact, fuck the AO award, man.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
If it turning yourself in.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To turn yourself in on your day off. Oh, okay.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes.
smell. Open the window.
You know, because that shit stinks, man. That shit just fucking stinks. Jeez. Yeah, it's not a laughing matter, all right? It's not a laughing matter. It's a lot of, you know, a lot of bullshit.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading.
It's all I'm seeing, people. It's all I'm seeing. But yeah, we're in the hurricane season now in good old Florida, you know. We still got the oil spilling out there in the Gulf, dragging ass all over the beaches and shit, you know what I'm saying? And the water, storms ain't really helping, you know. And of course, you know, BP will use the fact of, oh, we have to halt operations because due to the storms, we have to halt, slow down operations. We're still in the hole. Kiss my mother.
Is that still going on? Is that hole still open?
Come on, man. They timing it. They got to the next month. That's their deadline. You know, suck all the oil they can suck. You know what I'm saying?
Did you hear about the research that was done about the water quality around the drilling hole? That there were several dead zones in and around the oil rig, where there was absolutely no oxygen left. I believe it was methane that took its place, but there was no life possible in those zones anymore.
Yeah, well, the methane gas is spilling out with the oil, which they try not to talk about, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, the methane gas is in there. That's when that hits the surface, that's really what's going to be fucking some shit up. But when that starts to hit the surface and that's going to be in the air, oh, man, y'all want to fuck with that methane gas. Bitches ain't even going to be able to be on the beach. Talking about doing beach cleanup and stuff. Or really anybody around in that area, including the big ships that they got out there, you know what I'm saying, so-called siphoning the shit off. All them people going to be suffering from respiratory problems after this, you know what I'm saying? Which is what I told my mama about, people that's actually on the beach getting paid to do the beach cleanup. You know what I'm saying? If you're not out there with a respiratory mask on, and then I just read in the news that they burying some of the damn oil right onto the under the sand and shit, which that's going to be absolutely stupid, because at least 10 years down the line, when the person does get a chance to come back on the beach, the little kid's going to do what? Dig sand castles and do what? Dig all the fucking oil back up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come the hell on, man. That makes absolutely no fucking sense. You know? Pick up the little globs of oil that's on the damn, on the ground, and there you go, and keep it moving. But, I mean, there ain't no way you just can bury the shit and think that it's, you know what I'm saying? You can just forget about it.
Well, it's still sad that it's still going on. I mean, you were talking about, when was that, 29 years ago?
Yeah, June 3rd, 1979. So, you know, 79? And now they've, 1979, and now this... That went 290 days.
And how long is this one going on?
This has been going on since April 20th.
So, how many days?
This is April, May, June. So roughly 3 months, about 3 months now. 180 days.
Well, with the current state, 3 months is not 180, by the way. That's 6 months.
Oh, I meant, yeah, my bad. I'm high, people, 90 days.
But with the current state of technology, you would suspect that they would have solved this by now.
Well, I mean, yeah, they could have. You know what I'm saying? With Kevin Costner's lying-ass design. But then they done pumped this big-ass super tanker out there that can suck up 500,000 gallons a day or some shit like that, can hold like 1 billion gallons or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's just going to be the master load for them to really make their money off of. You know what I'm saying? That one big ship. That's all they've really been doing, is waiting until they got that big ship built so they can come there and suck. See what I'm saying? People just don't understand that they're getting all of this oil unregulated. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody regulating this oil. All of this is in the name of cleaning up the oil spill. But none of this oil is regulated. You know what I'm saying? So after they do cap it like they could have been capped it, you know what I'm saying? People won't go about their business and going to be able to sell their own oil and make their own come up. And that's all BP done did. They done brought in their little foreign homeboys, you know what I'm saying, and any other little pop stars that got some money to invest in this tragedy, you know what I'm saying, but it's done on American soil, so they don't care, you know. And I seen, if you look up at the top, if you look up at the top of my little show thing, the little pictures that are rotating, you notice one little crazy thing. They got a little bulldog, an English bulldog with an American flag in his mouth with his head tilted to the side talking about Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, I see it now.
What? Britain ain't celebrating no fucking 4th of July.
Okay, is that a British bulldog?
Why you got a British bulldog with a fucking flag in his mouth? Cooked to the side, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he confused, too. Like, why the hell am I celebrating 4th of July when it's supposed to be America's independence from Great Britain? So why the fuck would Britain be sitting there with an American flag in their mouth talking about Happy 4th of July? It's not y'all 4th of July.
Why don't they put in an American bulldog?
Or anything else. You see that parody? That's a real shit you got to kind of look at, though, in between the lines. You know, that's real in between the lines type shit right there. And, yeah, it's just some real crooked symbolism, just like I was talking about the coat of arms of Germany. You know what I'm saying? And that's too eerie that our coat of arms on the American bald eagle is the exact same, you know what I'm saying, eagle that's on the coat of arms of Germany and the coat of, and in the back of the background on the swastikas that Adolf Hitler had, that same Iron Eagle and shit. Same symbolism, you know what I'm saying? Real eerie, man.
Yeah, that's centuries old, centuries.
Yeah, so how the hell we just come along now and we pick up that same symbolism, though? Somebody else's country, you see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. You are wearing the symbolization of somebody else's shit. German at that, who we so-called went to war with. Right.
Yeah, so cold.
You feel me? Yeah, right. And when the motherfucker Adolf Hitler was working for the CIA. Right. So, how the hell are you working for the American people, controlling another group of people? That sounds like the American way.
And once again, that was all about the money.
Yeah, it's always been about the money. Does anybody think it's anything else about patriotism or bullshit like that? Then, yeah, you might be mistaken.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Now, that's the American way. Check this out, people. Real quick, quick promo.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mouth Times presents Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtime.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Okay. Hey, Smelly, now for something completely different. I heard that you were dragging my ass onto the PSN network.
Yeah, man, we got to roll, man. We got to get the fuck up off of here, man. We're going to the Pea Soup Network. Getting right. Pea Soup, we on the way. Paranormal, goddammit. The Pea Soup Network. Fucking right.
That's incredible.
All my people's out there come get peed on. Paranormal.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Oh. But see, he wants me to send, you know, I got to send, like, the show pictures and shit like that. So I need a picture, you know what I'm saying, so I can dot it up, and then, boom, that's going to be our picture, you know what I'm saying, I guess for the front of front page or whatever.
You need a picture of who?
Yeah.
Of me.
Yeah.
Are you really
you put
want
one,
that?
Like, all close up on the camera. I know if you want me to use that one.
No, I don't think so. All right, I'll look into it.
All right. Yeah, we need that, man. We need that.
That's got to be hard.
What's happening? Boy, you're about to get an award. You're about to get an award. He about to get an award. He ain't even on the show. Yeah, you about to get an award. You ain't even on the show, boy. That's a new one now. You got to get him an award. He ain't even on the show. What the hell do I want? Boy, you definitely get an award. You definitely. Yeah, all right. All right. I don't want to know you taking a shit. Then you going to call me while you taking a shit. That don't sound right. That only sound right. Ah, man. That only sound right. All right. That don't even sound right. I'm going to take a shit so I can call in and show you some love. Right. Oh, man. Wow, people. I tell you, sometimes this show here, boy, this is definitely scandalous. B.I. Saturdays. Because, man.
There was
just
a
out
little
of
bit
computer,
of,
lady.
A little bit
okay.
of too much information to hear
yeah.
from there.
Yeah, definitely too much information. And big ups to Miss Computer Lady. Thanks for doing that. I needed that. She emailed me a couple of more jams, Mr. Q Harper. That's what I'm talking about. Mr. Q Harper is the man. All right. Well, matter of fact, speaking of Mr. Q Harper, because I got to roll up and do what I does. So smoke them if you got them, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Let's see here. Which one I need? What I got? Quiet Time. Must Be My Wife. What's the other one? You got Hey You. I know that's a good one, too. Hey You. Hey. Oh, sorry, people. That's my drunk rendition of Q Harper. You know what I'm saying? But y'all can check him out live. Right here on the Starship Smeller Prize. Cap smells so good. Motherfucking Muda Nika. Night.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank
oh,
you.
Man. Hey, check this out. While this song is going off, and I drop this link, you got to click on it. You ever heard of exactchat.com? What, that same chat room that they use on PSoup Network?
I'm there.
Yeah, man, that shit is off the chain because it's got a side translator that you can click on translate and then select your language. And, like, you can be typing in English, and it'll automatically translate in Dutch right into the chat. So everybody can see the English and Dutch translation. Being goddamn odd. Yeah, man, that shit's super sweet. I mean, any language, though.
I don't trust the translation programs. It doesn't work half of the time. I speak English. Why would I use it?
Well, yeah. You know, I'm just saying, with different countries, you know what I'm saying, where people have a hard time understanding them, and then you just... you know, pop out that translator, and then, you know, yeah,
at least
talk
you
English,
can
you can't be like doing the...
You can understand a little,
going
yeah.
Hold on, keep the golf, man. Hell, you keep popping up, huh? Oh, sorry, people trying to beam goddamn Ashwood up. This motherfucking browser's sucking ass.
Ah, oh, there he is.
Some bullshit. Some bullshit a lot, though. Better not be in a shitter, I know that. Boy, look at this. It's going down. I had to throw the mother out the window, man. Throw that out the window. You know what I'm saying? Oh. My bad. Hold on, people. I got it down, man. I got to switch up to Google Chrome now because this shit is sucking. One thing about Mozilla, man. Mozilla, it's semi-stable, but it sucks, man, on not freezing up. It'll crash on you in a second. I mean, that bitch there, you... keep doing too many movements. Next thing you know, that bitch crash on you like, bam.
All browsers. All browsers.
All browsers do that?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Well, all you browsers there. I know goddamn Mozilla is famous for it. But yeah, Google Chrome do it too. It'll lock up on you. Well, just like that. Look at that. Shit, man. Son of a... All right, here we go. Hard beam, goddammit. Hard beam. OG, hard beam. See if this works. Yeah. Welcome to the show. Damn, boy, what the hell going on?
What's
happening?
Live on the
toilet
bowl, digging the shit. I've been holding it all day. I've been holding this shit all day. Woo! I feel 30 pounds lighter.
And he's saying that literally. He's been holding that shit all day. You know what I'm saying?
DJ smells so bad.
No, he's not a DJ. That would be asswood right there.
Yeah. But shitwood.
Asswood on the toilet and shit. He's in Golden Stall number 2, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking to him live from Golden Stall number 2 is Asswood. Asswood, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing pretty good. Busy as hell, man. Busy as hell.
Yeah, no, Nissan. Hey, what's Nissan been in the news for any callbacks? Have you been seeing any, a bunch of vehicles being brought back for problems and stuff like that?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was just Toyota. I ain't know Nissan in the same boat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're bringing them in left to right. But I think it was my lunch, man. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch, and that shit tearing my damn stomach up right now.
Right. Thank you for allowing us to know that.
Yeah, you know I keep it 100, 1,000.
Yeah, we smell you. We smell you. We smell you, right?
I have to release some stress through my ass.
Nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Only 35 minutes?
Only
35 minutes?
Yeah, 45 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, only about 45 minutes. You must have been on that,
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up. Shake them up.
Shit. If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Yay!
Isn't the quarantine period for nuclear waste like 10 years or so?
The who?
The quarantine period of nuclear waste.
Oh, how long does it take for it to actually,
before,
you know, go away?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what's the shelf life. I thought it was like 50 years.
Yeah, and he's talking about 35 minutes before going into the toilet, make that 50 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on the cases of what you had. You know what I'm saying?
In Ashwood's case, 50 years.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Ashwood's been going through. Peanut butter jelly just don't do that to you, man. Peanut butter jelly just don't do that to you. Yeah, and we got raining skies over Florida, people. I mean, it's raining cat balls and ankles, man. I mean, cat balls and ankles. So,
raining shit on my side. Raining shit, literally.
Yeah, we smell you, literally. So, hey, it's Cali B. Saturdays, man. We got like 6 minutes till we get into the... nutty news of the day. I'm finna drop a little quick song on y'all, something new. And I got another new song coming from my homeboy Fahad. Called itself the Gemini King. I gotta get that uploaded real quick. And
I had to stop through real quick, show some love, but shit, I gotta get back to work, man. I gotta get back to doing my business. But so shouts out to everybody that came through and everything like that. Shit, one love to Party Time, Janu, Wrecking the Game. Yeah, I know. Shout out to my son, too, Gregory David Ashwood. It is what it is.
5 weeks and counting, getting bigger than a motherfucker, strong, peanut head, just like his damn daddy.
Hey, the whitest white boy name right now. Gregory David Ashwood, except for the Ashwood. Gregory David. What the hell? You going to be getting his ass whooped in school. Boy, look. Hey, Gregory.
Shit.
Gregory not David.
Nah, he going to be whooping ass.
And they're going to be freestyling on niggas and shit.
If you want to do
freestyle on the motherfucker. Back up off me, nigga, because you know who I am. I'm little GD and the O. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, man, let me give y'all some little stories from the hood. And we're going to get right back into you. Right after this, man, we get into the nutty news. You know what I'm saying? Saturday.
You got to beam me off.
Oh. Peace out, Ashwood. You already know. I got to get his shit out of here, too. You know what I'm saying? I got to do a double beam, get him in his shit up off of here. You know, that's how we do.
Come on.
All right, people. So, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Now I lost my damn new song. All righty then. So what have we heard here? Rammstein Dusch.
Uh-oh.
Rammstein Dusch.
Uh-oh.
Big Dusch. Book Dusch. Book Dusch. Book you. Book something.
Rammstein.
You know it.
I
Man, I could be playing goddamn Adolf Hitler's favorite theme song and shit. Hell no, I ain't playing that shit. Oh, the hell he's saying. Ong gong stong song, ong stong he done, ong stong he done. Hell no, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Anyways, people, you gotta love that good music right there, though. You know what I'm saying? If you ever over in Germany, yep, you better get used to it, because that's what you're going to be hearing. Good old techno, you know what I'm saying, all the way throughout it. But you got to love the techno, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's when you get your old chick that's pill-popping and take her on to the house and shag her, you know what I'm saying? And then, I forgot we was live, didn't I? Oh, my bad. Yeah. Hey, people, let's go ahead and get into another song. That was bullshit. Oh, Jazzy, what's happening? Jazzy 20 off in here. What's happening? St. Pete off of this mofo pepper, you know what I'm saying? ATL. I see what it do. George. Shout out my homeboy up there at ATL, Zach. Shout out to Tiffany. All y'all motherfuckers up at ATL smoking that good perp and hay. Guess what? Chicken butt. Chicken butt. Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt. Chicken butt. Guess what? Guess what?
I like sex, love, neck like a rosary. Chicks play games, but they ain't controlling me. Mommy sprung at the kid who you supposed to be. Pulled out a ring, got on her knees, proposed to me. What you mad that I'm pimping like John Holmes? People love to watch me like wherever LeBron goes. Classy women, her nails matching the toes. Ass fat, look at her breasts. Can I palm those? It's a shame how I treat them the worst way. I'm cutting shorty off if I can hit her the first day. It's not about you, it's all about me. That's why you never see my number on your call ID. Just come see Ashwood without no draws. Why spend my money when I can spend yours?
Give me that.
All you rappers need to turn up your swag. I turn up my cash, so little mama turn up her ass.
Guess what? Chicken butt, chicken butt. Guess what? Chicken butt.
Pimping these women, I let her know from beginning I'm cute, so you doing all of the spinning. Yeah. You see I'm rocking this ice, so at the end of the night, let me pipe, boy. Shorty, I don't think I'm your type.
Nah.
I don't pay for the goodies, I make the coochie come to me.
Yep.
Tug of war with the game, cause these chickens will pull me. I don't holler, believe these freaks holler at me. And
yep.
Then swallow the D till my nuts on E.
Come on.
What she whispered in my ear was kinda heavy.
I
turned to her like, mom, you got the morning breath already.
Okay.
She told my dog the same thing last week.
For real?
It's not an inbound pass, but give me 3 feet.
Back up.
I'm trying to make history like Barocco. These lanes got a grill like Charco. Ain't nothing but a sidekick like Morocco. I'm trying to do it
big.
And have fans in Morocco. Popo.
Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt. Chicken butt. 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 Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt. Chicken butt.
All right, check this out. Got out looking at some headlines. That's what got me all caught up for this nutty news. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and get into it, people.
Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, when we make sweet weekly. It's when everything is right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
All right, people, it is time for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world, and I mean the world. I'm going to beam everybody, man. And I mean the world. All right, let's get some tribal music started. How about that? Yeah. And what you got for us, man, while I'm looking up this news, man? You got something late-breaking for us?
You didn't hear that Paris Hilton went to visit the quarterfinals match between Netherlands and Brazil, and she ended up tonight in jail because she was caught in the stands in the public just smoking a joint. And
right.
That's not allowed in South Africa.
I guess you thought, well, shit, the Maryland is here, the Netherlands is here, guess it's legal.
Well, she was rooting for Brazil. How can you stand there, smoke a joint, and not root for the Netherlands? Come on.
Yeah. That's out of Paris, dumbass hill. Damn, and you just sitting in the stands just burning, you know what I'm saying? Like the cameras ain't watching you and shit, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, we do that over here when we go to a soccer match or a football match, however you like to call it. But Only here.
Y'all can smoke
nowhere
at the game.
Yeah, we can. We can. You can't actually smoke, but most people just smoke weed, and that's not really a problem. I've never seen somebody thrown out because he was smoking joint. Hey, they'd rather have that than you go and get drunk at the stadium.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, look. You got to tell me when the guests, you know I don't allow guests in here, and I gave him a 10-second countdown. I say, look, got 10 seconds till I kick his ass out. If it's a friend of anybody, y'all need to let me know.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't report that to me, so I didn't know that was him.
Not bad. I'm mad, Jamie. And I don't know how to unban. How do you unban?
I don't know. I'm not a host.
Yeah, I don't know how to unban. Let's see. Yeah, I don't see.
Well, tough luck then.
Yeah, cause I don't know how the hell to unblock it. Shit, I don't know.
That lonesome right to sign in next time before entering the room.
Yeah, you know you can't sit in on this show. Ain't we don't play no sit-ins, people. This is not the 70s. We don't do sit-ins on this show. Your ass better get the fuck in here. You know what I'm saying? Be a part of the family. That's how we do. All right, let's go on to the United States of Assholes. Good old US of A. Where college is a waste of money. If you didn't, well, who the hell didn't know that? Did you go to college?
Well, it's not exactly the same, but college, yeah, you could say that. I got a bachelor's degree.
What do you mean you can't really say that? Why, our education system is different or something?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. You got college, and that's just college, and we got different forms on different levels, and we call it different kind of names. So. But the degree that you get is about the same. So I got a bachelor degree. I don't know if you go to college in America to get that. But.
Yeah. We got bachelor's, your associate's. You got your associate's degree, then you got your, I think it's bachelor. I don't know, because I ain't got none of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I got a street degree, goddamn it. Street degree for success. And it's been getting me paid, so hey, I'm pretty good. Anyway, many people think that college is really just a waste of money, especially when the one enrolled only has satisfactory grades. College would mean more liberty for a student, thus making a student more prone to negligence of schoolwork and eventually a mediocre career in the near future. Some people would also think that they should just let their children find jobs instead as soon as they graduate high school. Well, that's like an asshole. Everybody has one. You know what I'm saying? So that's your opinion. You know? I mean, shit. What else are they going to do? Sit around the fucking house all day and get fat like the rest of Americans are doing right now? Yeah, right. Here's a nutty fact for you. The world's largest coffee pot is located in Davidson, Saskatchewan. It measures 24 feet, 7.3 meters tall, and is made of sheet metal and could hold 150,000 8-ounce cups of coffee. And I feel dumber for actually reading that fact. What the fuck did that do for me? Like, wow, my intelligence just went up for that. I think I'm going to see that. A big-ass coffee pot. Yeah, when I don't even drink coffee. Fuck. All right, let's go on over here, man. 90% of physicians' medical knowledge... it's wrong.
Alrighty.
Okay. To read the factoids of David Poe. I love you, Africa. I love my African people. But, porn always does better, man. Got to love the porn. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, people, let's get back into it. And, to read the factoids, David Friedman rattles off in his book, Wrong, is terrifying. He begins by writing that about two-thirds of the findings published in the top medical journals are refuted within a few years. Yeah, it gets worse. As much as 90% of physicians' medical knowledge has been found to be substantially or completely wrong. In fact, there is a 1 in 12 chance that a doctor's diagnosis will be so wrong that it causes the patient significant harm. Wow. Here's another nutty fact. Airport security personnel find about 6 weapons a day searching passengers.
6 weapons. What kind of weapons are they?
Oh man, they can be a damn fingernail file, you know, nail file, all that bullshit.
A Swiss
knife. Stupid shit. Yeah, they got stupid shit. Characterized hairspray. Oh man, come on, man, dumbass shit. Anyways, over here in you know it land, in UK, yeah. Woman is bitten by a fox on 2 separate nights. Okay.
What did she try to do with the fox on 2 separate nights?
She must have been trying to wear him asleep with him or something. You know, chicks can get a little kinky these days. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry about that. A woman has told of her horror at being bitten by a fox on 2 separate nights while she was lying in bed. Natasha David, 33, believes she was attacked by the same animal twice in 1 week after it crept into her flat. The attack came only shortly after twin baby girls were mauled by an urban fox in East London. Ms. David described the terrifying moment. She woke up after the fox leapt onto her bed and then sank its teeth into her foot. What the fuck is y'all sleeping with your windows open or something?
Well, maybe that goes back to the Monday episode with the body odor.
Oh, yeah. Well, I ain't thinking about that. Yeah, she might have smelled like pork chops or something. You know what I'm saying? Smells like pork chops.
Great.
A feet might have smelled like cheese, you know what I'm saying?
And that will be it.
The fox said, I like Limburger. That just goes to show you, people, you have to wash your ass. Or a fox might come into your house. Right. Another nutty fact. The pharaohs of ancient Egypt wore garments made with thin threads of beaten gold. We all knew that. Everything was made of gold. I mean, gold was the shit back in the days, you know. You had abundance of it, you know what I'm saying, until Americans came along and tried to take all the gold out of here. Yeah, that's what we're getting into now, you know what I'm saying. That's why there's no gold. Yeah. Welcome back, Miss Computer Lady. Yeah. Didn't get the email yet, but I'll check it. That's news coming from Miss Computer Lady. I have demanded more music from Q Harper. We want more. All right. In Texas, miners. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, people. I'm moving to Texas with all my exes. Yeah. Because miners can view pornography. Uh-huh. If with a parent.
Okay.
Right. I don't even think I should read this one. But I have to because it's nutty news. I want to protect other kids so this doesn't happen to anybody else's kids, she said. Last year, Crystal said her ex-husband showed pornography on a home computer to their two girls who were 8 and 9 years old at the time. It happened in Randall County in West Texas. No child should know what my children know right now, she said.
8 and 9. Come on.
I mean, okay, I guess viewing child pornography is illegal. But not letting a child watch pornography, that's not illegal.
Okay,
my exes. live in Texas. That's why I'm here in Florida. Oh, sorry.
But where was this again?
This is somewhere in Texas, some nutty place in Texas, man. They don't even get specific because they want to save the embarrassment. You know what I'm saying? They want to save the embarrassment. But well, hey, that's cool.
Is it Jaime from Texas? Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah, Jaime is, yeah. Well, Jaime at anyways.
He can't get back into the room because you banned the guest and that was him.
But I'm saying he was in the first time, though, as his name.
Yeah, but he had to run customers and stuff, so he had to close it down, had to re-sign back in. I don't know what happened.
Oh, I know what I can do. I know I do. Shut the chat down, my bad. Yeah. And what, matter of fact, you should be able to do it now, because if I shut the chat down and then restart the chat, it should unban everybody, so it should start fresh and new. I think. I don't know. You know, don't get me to lying. There you go. We'll try that. Don't try that. See if that works. Not ever, no. All right. Well, let's keep it moving, people. We're going over here to New Jersey. We're in New Jersey, man. Shout out to my Jerseys. All my people from Jersey. Where a suspect urinates on fingerprint machine at police station. Yeah. A New Jersey man, New Jersey City man, originally suspected of having sex in public, urinated on a fingerprint machine at the Hoboken police station this weekend. Police found the man and a Jersey City woman on a stoop at Jackson and Fifth Street, Hoboken, after receiving a report of adults having sex in public. At the station, Mahan stood up from the chair where he was handcuffed and urinated on the fingerprint machine. That's what you call letting it all hang out, people. That's what you call letting it all hang out. But, of course, he does get an award for that. You know what I'm saying? He does get an award for that. And, yeah. And having sex in public, people, that's only in a Janet Jackson video. You know what I'm saying? That's only in any time, any place.
Lying,
that is just a video.
Diesel sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag. Bitch!
Now we gonna say when he go to court. I thought we was in a Michael Jackson. A Janet Jackson video. I thought this was anytime, any place. No. No. No, sir. Sir. No. No. No, sir. All right. Anyways, another fact for you. Theaters in Glendale, California, can show horror films only on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Wow. So if you Glendale residents didn't know that, there you go. Guess that's a nutty fact for you. And then we go over here to Massachusetts. Massa, where a woman fakes her own death to avoid foreclosure. What the fuck is going on with all these faking deaths? And didn't I read that like three or four times already on another news, people faking death to try to get out of shit? Oh no,
yeah.
that's people burning their damn jobs down to get off work early. My bad. Well, anyways, facing a mortgage payment she couldn't afford, Massachusetts woman allegedly faked the death of her son serving in the military and eventually faked her own death to avoid foreclosure. Damn. How's that possible that you could fake your son, though? I don't get it. Donna Larson, 52, was indicted on charges of attempted larceny and perjury. She could no longer make mortgage payments on her West Bridgewater home, so she falsely reported to her mortgage company her son, serving in the military, had been killed, claiming she would use his life insurance policy to pay off the debt. Now, that is completely fucked up. You know what I'm saying? First, that you use your child, you use your kid, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you use some patriotic shit, you know what I'm saying, to falsely lie. So So on behalf of your son, first of all...
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit...
And on behalf of the goddamn everybody else...
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag... Bitch!
Yeah. Oh. Well, I don't know how to say bite me in Spanish, but el bite do on me virtual. Ah, man. This is one time my old boy, Jaime Garcia, that can't get back in. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Ah, man, yeah, you catch that in the archives. You know I love you, brother. You know I love you, man. Oh, man, I don't know what happens on this show. These guys must smoke marijuana or something. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
We yes, never we smoke marijuana. No, never.
No. I'll buy that for a dollar. I almost had to give ourselves some awards just then. Nutty fact for you. No one knows where Mozart is buried. Wow. You ever been to Mozart's hometown?
No, not really.
Yeah, the entire place is I guess his favorite delicacy was chocolate. So if you go on the town, the entire town has, you know, it's like dedicated to chocolate. So like every, you know, little store you're going to, they got some chocolate theme with his face on it. You know what I'm saying? They got the big statue of him standing in the middle of a square down by the school and all that. You know what I'm saying? Real nice. It's a beautiful place. And that was down in, I went down to Italy. You know what I'm saying? And was that Italy? Some little spot around there. I know it was a little east, somewhere around Italy down that way. And, I don't know if it's Vicenza or one of them cities, you know what I'm saying? I might have to look that information up, but I don't give a fuck, so I really won't be looking that up. Yeah. Anyways, Mel Gibson, anybody know who the hell this guy is?
Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, fucking loser. Anyway.
He's been on Talk Box, though. I love that one.
He's been on Talk Box?
South Park.
Oh, yeah. Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, I love that episode.
Oh, man, South Park too stupid, boy. They're too stupid. Well, this old dumbass, Mel Gibson's racist rant is caught on tape. Well, mine is caught on the radio every day, so who gets up? You know what I'm saying? And one of the most explosive, racist, and vile outbursts by a celebrity ever, caught on tape, that is. Mel Gibson told the mother of his love child that the way she was dressed would get her raped by a pack of niggers.
All right.
Oh, man, does anybody find that, you know? Oh, okay, sorry. Anyway, RadarOnline.com has learned.
Wait. You let that slip without an award?
Huh?
You let that slip without an award?
Oh, no, because there's more to it.
Ah.
Yeah, there's more to the story yet. Oh, man. It's a shocking and blockbuster development in the couple's bitter legal battle, and Mel's disgusting words are on audio tape. Yeah, RadarOnline.com has heard the tape, which also includes Mel telling Oksana he will burn down her home. God damn, he sounds like Charlie Sheen. I'll fucking kill you, bitch. I'll fucking kill you. I'll stick my dick in your ear and make you go deaf. All right, well, hey, on behalf of you, you know, saying that we'll fucking rape your wife, you know.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed,
lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag bitch!
Alrighty then. And I will definitely not appreciate that comment, sir, because I've never seen your wife, okay? She might be overweight, and a pack of niggers might not rape her at all, okay? So, on behalf of all niggers, you know, I'm offended, okay? Not really, people. I don't give two shits of a damn. You know what I'm saying? Choose your words wisely in this world. That's all I say. You know what I'm saying? Because Puerto Ricans use the word nigger more than me. So, hey, look up the definition, and it means God. You know what I'm saying? So get on to your third realm, and then you can deal with me and my terminologies. Other than that, hey, do what you got to do. Freedom of speech, people. That's what I believe in. If it makes you feel good, you like it, I love it. Nigga, 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 nigga. Everybody say it with me. Nigga, 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 nigga. Oh. Nah, anyway. Get that all out the way. All right, nutty fact. One sign of rain that farmers once searched for was for their pigs to pick up sticks and walk around with them in their mouths.
Okay.
Wow. Damn, I thought pigs were just dumbass animals, but apparently not. They were playing fetch.
Whoa. Did you say pigs are dumbass animals? You better into your biology class, because pigs are one of the smartest animals around, I think next to humans and dolphins.
Iron stomach, so they can eat any goddamn thing.
They roll around in mud and all that, but they got a high intelligence, yeah.
Yeah, when they roll around in mud, the mud gets all the toxins out of their skin. That's the purpose of them rolling around in the mud, to get all the impurities out of their skin. Yeah, people didn't know that. But that's and to keep their body cool. But that's how they get all the impurities out of their skin, roll around in the mud. People, I don't even eat pork. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not a porkologist or anything. I don't even know if that's a word, you know what I'm saying? Porkologist. But, don't really care that much. But if you did, hey, there you go. You know what I'm saying? And last but not least, we are in Washington, Dicks on Chicks. And that's Washington, D.C. for all my slow people out there. Yeah.
Again, by the way. Again.
What's up?
We're in Washington, Dicks on Chicks again.
Yeah. Man, I don't know why we stay in Dicks on Chicks, man. I'm telling you, boy. Get your act together, Washington Dicks on Chicks, because you stay in the news too much, especially in the nutty news. That's the wrong place to be, people. I mean, the wrong place. But okay. White House staff. Whoa. White House pays its staff $38 million. And you have to do that. Every time I do that $1 million, I have to, you know what I'm saying, do the old Dr. Evil. Put your little middle finger, you know, index finger up to your mouth and be like, dun dun dun, $38 million. Okay, yeah.
All right.
The White House released the salaries of its staff members, ranging from its lowest level employees to Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, Senior Advisor David Axelrod, and Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett make the top salary amount of $172,000 and $200,000 per year. The staffers have their salaries listed as zero. Yeah. In total, the White House pays its staff $38,796,307. And it is so weird to me that David Axelrod, how he done became this the so-called senior advisor and all that. That is very weird. And how the hell he's making $172,000? That is extra weird. Wow.
But But why is that listed as zero, so they don't have to pay taxes about that amount, or how does that work?
Okay, let's go into this. No, probably because they're crooks and they're scheming. Yeah, that's what this probably was happening. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and
this is
check this out. Okay, this is a report on all man. All right, look, click on this link, people. If you happen to be on www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio, click on this link and check out the White House staff's salary. And this, you can get an in-depth look. Shouts out to Torque 64. I see you. At the top, well, that ain't even at the top. Who is Joseph Aldi? He's making $130,500 a year. Kate Andreas, $130,500 a year. Is you serious?
Alrighty.
What is the lowest? The lowest right now is $42,000, man. Yep, there you go. Margaret Chin, she's claiming zero. You got three employees that claim zero. How do they do that, though? Three staffers have their salaries listed as zero.
Is there a mention of why that it's listed as zero? Maybe they didn't want that figure to be publicized, so they said that they were not allowed to bring that number out.
$80,000 a year, man. This is ridiculous. $42,000 a year, man. I mean, these people are making triple times what a school teacher makes. You know what I'm saying? And ain't doing what the education would even call for. $172,000, Stephanie Cutter. $153,000, Henry DeCio. $158,000, Suzanne Davis. Now, these are just employees, though. These are just White House staff employees. These ain't no senior advisors and all that. Now, these are just employees.
Yeah, I wonder what they do.
Thomas Danton, $172,000. Philip Grogate, $140,000. Matter of fact, let's look up one of their names then. How about Thomas Donnelly? Let's see what he is. Thomas Donnelly. See who the hell he is. He is on the White House staff. I know that. Donnelly. Thomas E. Donnelly. Thomas E. Donnelly is Deputy National Secretary Advisor in the Obama administration and has had a career as U.S. political advisor, government official, and lawyer. So he's a lawyer. You know, you throw out everything else you just heard, he's a lawyer. That's what he is. I don't care about no advising this, no advising that. See, they put talking about advisor. What are you advising? You're a lawyer, people. But that's what his whole staff is consist of, advisors. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ain't actually working, but they advising him to do this or advising him to do that. All right. Now, I advise y'all to, that's you hit it on the head, crooks. All right, I'm going to guess that that's Jamie that don't want to sign in again. And
No. Yeah. He gave up on you, sadly to say.
I'm sorry, Jamie. I love you, man. Yeah.
It's too late now.
Oh, man. This is ridiculous, though, man. $172,000. That's the top pay right there, $172,200. That's the highest they're getting paid. But this is ridiculous, man. You talking about over 469 employees getting paid over $42,000. The minimum is $42,000 a year, man. Now that is crazy.
Compare that to wages in the business world or the bonuses they give themselves in the banking world.
Plus that now.
And that's nothing if you compare those. The government gets far and far less than some positions in business. It's really crazy.
Damn, that is crazy, man. But $38 million, I'm just saying, on the total, this is all these people get paid, $38 million. And then half of these people are all so-called advisors. And then you got who is this, Shell Wong. You know what I'm saying? Who the hell is Shell Wong? Because he don't even report his don't report his salary. Let's see who you are, Shell Wong. Let's see who the fuck you are, Shell Wong. Shell Wong is MD, MHPH in biography, Department of Pediatrics, University of Colorado. No, that can't be him. Pediatrics. All this is saying he's a pediatrics. What the hell that's got to do with the damn government?
No idea. Absolutely nothing.
Let's see. Senator Environment Communications Information Technology, Senator Wong, perhaps you could, as acting secretary, take on notice to give the committee. No, that ain't it. No. Shell Wong. Everything that comes up is talking about. It's all talking about Department of damn Pediatrics. This ain't talking about no government.
Why would you need 469 people anyway?
You feel me? And what the hell is a pediatrician doing, you know what I'm saying, working on the damn as a staff member?
I have absolutely no idea.
Hey, you start looking at these names and shit starts looking real weird. Like, why in the hell they got all these people on here? You know what I'm saying? All right, let's look up. She's making $100,000 a year. Heather Zichal. Z-I-C-H-A-L. All right. Let's look that bitch up. Power of the internet, people. Power of the internet. It's out there if you know how to goddamn look it up and know what you're looking for. Obama advisor Heather Zichal talks to Greist. Okay, so she's another Obama advisor. Discusses the Obama energy plan with AgriTalk. So that's what she is. She's deputy assistant to the president for what? Even
you were reading it. So.
Yeah. That's a cycle. I don't know. The shit seems too weird for me, though. You know what I'm saying? Wow. That is too crazy, man. People making that much money, you know what I'm saying? And we don't even know, you know, what for. You know what I'm saying? What's the job description? And then people in the lower sectors, you know what I'm saying, is doing a lot more dangerous jobs. You know what I'm saying? Ain't even getting half of that. You know, dudes be making like 26,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 30,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? They lowest starting off at 42,000. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Well, people, that will do it for the Nutty News, you know what I'm saying, of the day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, crazy news, man, from around the world, and I mean the world. Check it out.
I'm running on air. I'm walking on clouds. I don't exercise. I don't care. Pompous.
You got really.
I'm running on air. I'm walking on clouds. I don't exercise. I don't care. Pompous. I pay top dollar for these incredible high-technology polyester shoes to walk around the mall and shop for more sports equipment I won't play sports in. I need to get more from life. Much more. I need to get high. Really high. High on air. Oh, yeah. These Airish shoes really pump up. That's right. You can now buy some air. The science of sports and marketing results in a shoe that pumps. Sounds silly to you? What if we told you that Airish Pump Up would improve your game by 300%?
But I don't have a game.
You gotta have game.
be a winner.
Pump up and slam dunk.
Oh, yeah.
God, the size of your shoes.
You'll shave seconds off your personal best. Oh, yeah. You mean I can whack off even more times a day?
Absolutely. Probably 5 times more, because you'll be walking on air. You'll feel so much more athletic after pumping up your shoes, you'll automatically lose weight and feel high-tech, just like the sports stars. You are a star.
Now you're a winner with Air in His Shoes.
Now I can reach for the stars. I've pumped up my ego.
Pump it.
Pump it up with Eris.
Get your game on with Eris Pump Up Shoes. You can get them at any shoe palace near you, or you can find them at Mervyn's. Exclusives just for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you don't know a fire grind system. I am fire.
world, that's how you talk to people and sing. Sing me, singer.
Tell me why. Why do youths and dying? Why the mothers are crying? Why the wall is burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the raping?
So me, I tell them it's a stop. The youth them where you're dead, they not a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning, no stop. Let go that. Before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stop. But I want that. Said Mary Jane for murder was a shock. Shanika, they are market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and killed with sick man. Do that. The nation traumatized and my sister youth. But we no done. Some youth are dead real, they grew some. Shanaka and Shanika left Westmoreland. Dumb the day before them. Missing, let's see them life done. And Chaplin, and you are dancing and Linton gun.
Tell me why. Why do youths and dying?
And sure,
why do mothers and crying? Why do all is burning?
Doctor.
Tell me why. Why do all the shooting?
You hear that?
Why kill the youths of the future?
From mountains, you him get shot. Just 3 months, all a heartless man do that. You 13-year-old get raped and get shot. Charlie Cement and Trenchtown High School did that feel like that's okay. My youth is a 10-year-old that. Them burn her to death, I know Max feel shot. He need guarding, get strangled, them thing that to stop. Was a promising youth to our parents.
Tell me why. Why do youths and dying? Why do mothers and crying? Why do all is burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the shooting?
Well, we're not killing the youth, for the youth, them are the future. We grew up and make this a better tomorrow. No matter what life say, you want to be sorrow. You tell me it's gonna lick out man marrow. When you want to tell all the almighty say, we not care where you call him, which name out there. If you call him anything, you have to know the meaning. So a full time now, so we start to kill him.
Tell me why. Why do you sing dying?
I'm sure, man, I can't
take it.
Why you dead in a batch? The raping, the shooting, burning must stop. Live on that. Before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stop. But now what that? The purity for murder was a shock. Shanika, they are market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and kill a whiskey man. Do that. The nation traumatized and my sister you that. But we know them. Some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanaka and Shanika left Westmoreland. Dumb the day before them missing. Let's see them life done. And Chaplin, are you a dancing and Linton gun down?
Tell me why. Why do youths and dying?
Let go that, let go that.
Why do mothers and crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all
look at that.
The
what the hell is
that? Why killing the siblings?
Shoot, baby. Woo-hoo. I'm on exact.com. I'm checking out a little chat room on here. And after this, I'm going to drop a link so people can click on the chat. And, yeah. Exact
yeah, sure.
Chat is the I like it. Fucking like
post,
it.
Post the link.
Well, I got
you. You were complaining about some sound I was making on Monday's show that was coming over the speakers. That was that X chat thingy.
Oh, with all the bling. Yeah, this is oh, damn. A million fucking damn.
You can turn it off, though. You can turn it off.
Oh. Where's my my room at, though? I made a chat box. Oh, do you have to keep making one every time?
No, no, no. You can create a URL for that. But did you create that room when you were signed in, or did you create a room when you were not signed in?
Oh, I don't know. It said I thought it said I was logged in.
Okay, most people make the mistake that they create a room when they are not logged in, so they get an unmanageable room. Mm-hmm. But if you did create a room, yeah, I guess you can find your information somewhere to be able to access your account. If you want to know, I can look it up. I have one of those rooms. So.
Oh, let me see. Man, I just logged in. What the going on? All right, so it says checkbox registered using account management page. Okay, I'm here. Please wait. Which I still don't understand. Log in successful. Okay, please close all chat windows. Which I didn't think I had any on. Okay. And then where I go from there? Groups?
Let me see.
Yeah, I'm just new to the page. That's why I don't know how to read.
I'm logging into my account right now.
I like that. Well, people, I don't know. I'm looking on here. Anyway, shouts out to the guests. You know what I'm saying? Jazzy 20, Miss Computer Lady, Side 9, Torque 64. You know what I'm saying? For everybody chilling up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's big ups. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? All the way from Tampa, Florida, 813 Hillsborough County, Killsborough County. If you get us wrong, you know what I'm saying? But we coming through strong. That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Pennsylvania. Netherlands, Ohio, you know what I'm saying, whatever, ATL, wherever you celebrating, you know what I'm saying, the 4th of July weekend, big ups to you. Shouts out to all my peoples over there in St. Pete, you know what I'm saying, it's going down real big, and two-man army, fish two-man army, all y'all over there, it's going down real big, shouts out to you. Yeah. Yeah, what does it say when you log in, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I created a room once, and I know how to get to it, but I'm looking at my page right now, and it doesn't really show that.
Yeah, like, where the hell is the room at? Like,
did it give you did you give it a name?
Yeah.
What was the name?
DJ Smell So Good's Homie Hangout. I think that's the whole name. Let's see. Oh, yeah, let me just do a search on myself.
Smells so good is one word, right? Can't
yeah.
find that.
Oh.
But yeah, that's Google. That won't index it that fast, I guess.
Yeah, I created a group. I guess I created a group.
Created a group. Let me try.
That's all I did. Oh, I don't know what the fuck I did. Yeah, I did the make a group crap. You can access existing groups here. Oh, okay, hold on. Featured groups. Where's my group? You can access the groups here in the chat box on your screen. Quickly edit your chat box and follow by change group.
Yeah, also just create a new one. And remember the link to it.
Yeah, because see now that, yeah, definitely not on here. I don't see it. All right. popular universe.
One thing, by the way, is pretty stupid of that XChat thingy. You can have private webcam conversation with other people on there. The only thing is it shows an icon that you are in the webcam. So when two people's webcam light up, you know what's going on.
So you are. So it's not really private because we know y'all two motherfuckers talking to each other.
Yep.
Yeah, but they just don't see what y'all talking about.
Well, you could go into another room and start the webcam conversation from there. Then there will only be one person lighting up the webcam icon. So people would be guessing who is.
But see, it's like TalkBox to me, because you can share the YouTube videos. Man, you do a lot of shit off of it. I'm like, damn, this shit got a lot of shit you can do.
Yeah, the only thing it doesn't have is that you can't open a webcam with multiple people at the same time and have an audio conversation. So, yeah. That's a shame. I would like that they build in that feature somehow. Then it would be
nice. And I got this chat box installed some damn well. How the hell are you going to make me a member? I don't know what the hell. I just came off in it. All the time when they made me a member. Member for what? They got a lot of cool little shit you can get too. Free quizzes, free slideshows. What the hell is a pet hate box? Do you have any pet hate? Hell no.
Not really. If you hate pets, you shouldn't get them.
I have listed here some things I can't stand. If you agree, press the lever. If not, press the heart. You can see what everyone else thought at the end. Press the lever to start. On the last screen, press the button to make your own one-on-one room. Huh. Oh, yeah? I'd rather make my own room then. You know what I'm saying? Do you like Blow Tar Radio? Or do you like, you know? Damn, that's hotter than a bitch. Man, now that's cool, man. This is a hot site.
By the way, I think we have to do the X-Chat thing for next time. Because
we got
3 minutes left. Something like that.
Yeah, people. Shouts out to Torque 64 up in here, you know what I'm saying? And once again, happy birthday to you, homie. I know he just celebrated, you know what I'm saying? He's got that birthday on out the wait. And, I know you're looking for your favorite song.
Titties and beer. Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer. God almighty, for titties and beer.
Titties and beer. Titties and beer.
There's one thing that it likes, and that's titties and beer.
Big old titties. Titties and beer. Look at that, Santa Claus. Hey, we got to get up out of here, people. You know what I'm saying? And on to the next, and on to the next, and on to the next one. You know what I'm saying? Like one of them celebrities said, I don't recall his name right now. Yeah. Good damn, Jay-Z. Anyways, people, we got to get up out of here, man. And, play this last song. This is by your boy. Smells so good. This is Gangsta Party on Us, because this is Gangsta Party on Us. You know what I'm saying? Even though the dude did kill two cops, man. You know what I'm saying? It's young kids and everything else that get hit, murdered, and all that. And these motherfuckers don't band together and hit the streets as hard as they did, you know what I'm saying, in order looking for this dude, you know what I'm saying, when they involve one of their own. So, you know what I'm saying? It's eye for an eye. If you're going to want somebody to be considerate and caring about your needs and your losses, you should do the same. You know what I'm saying? But we don't have that in our community. And that is why we have no unity. You know what I'm saying? And that is your problem. Will it get fixed? Might. Only the Lord knows. You know what I'm saying? And we was up out of here. Scandalous B.I.C. Saturday. I'd like to thank my co-host, Sayonai.
Thank you. Thank
Muda Nuka from the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying? Muda Nuka, you know what I'm saying? What's going on there?
We'll see you all on Monday, I guess.
Yeah, my health, your health Monday, man. It is going down.
That's right. Hey. When Martin Lee Anderson went to the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangster party on us. They're having a gangster party on us.
I'm yelling black power, pledging my allegiance to free. Against the politics, my flaw's positive, I'm a leader. Looking across the lines, it's time to charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off it, now I'm the boss. Backstab for the riches, they turn to snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face the sentence. Of lifelong business without a limit to the effect. So don't hold your breath, or you be swimming to death. The dollar you claim is mere stature, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land, the hereafter. Keep up my face and face my papers. Get on my way, cause time's a waste. And hours for the valor, and your minutes for the minutes. Those seconds are indefinite, so watch how you're living. And signs all here, it is blind to the ear. Deaf to your eyes, open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder, leave me!
Fight.
Murder! This ain't Kamu said! Murder!
But a gangster party on us, so I dig to the Lord, cause the God I trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep us on our back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain, trying to brainwash us and keep us slang in the cane. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah!
Not Jennifer Porter speaking, white girl raping. They caught up in the system, all of a dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get bitch. For some change, let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right, get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, boom, cause somebody gotta spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by blight, and we made everything from mouse tracks to stop light, to stop killing my people fight to fight. Oh, what I'm saying, nothing but a gangster party on us, nothing but a gangster party on us. Murder really on the U.S. Murder me, bro, on the U.S. Hey,
Martin Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your shimminess would last forever. Marley Anderson, oh, you so much like Marley.